There's a story, you know, of the 19th century when they found a huge diamond in South Africa. It was brought to London, and I think it was probably the one that now is in the Queen's coronation crown. Anyway, it was a huge thing. And it was sent to a man in Amsterdam, so say, a lapidary by name, a man who fashions and cuts jewellery and jewels. And he looked on it and studied it for many weeks before making the first cut. And when he did make the first cut, he cleaved the jewel clean in half. Sometimes there comes a blow upon our lives so severe, so stern, that it feels as though it's cleaving our lives clean in half. But the lapidary, you know, knows what he's doing. He wants to get the absolute best out of that jewel. He wants it to shine in his crown. He wants it to be many faceted. And so he waits his time until circumstances align themselves and the blow strikes. We can be decimated by that blow, or we can come out from under it and see that it is the opportunity to bring forth such a Christ-likeness and a fragrance of Jesus as to astonish those that live with us and amongst whom we walk. If you have suffered such a life blow that's left you trembling and weak, be aware that the lapidary knows what he's doing in what he allows. He has not caused this, but for a high purpose of his own, he has allowed it. So I bow the knee and my heart for you this day and say, Father, reveal the purpose of the lapidary's blow. Let them see why this blow had to come, when it came, where it came, and what upgrade they can squeeze out of it. In Jesus' name.